My name is Pilar Fuentes. I come from Puebla, Mexico. I was born in 1972, so I'm right now 44 years old. I came here to Pittsburgh 3.5 years ago. I came because my husband, he worked at a facility in Mexico and he was transferred here in Pittsburgh. So at first he told me it was only for 2 years. Now it's been more than 3 years. I'm still here. The struggle was leaving my family. That was the worst part. I'm not entitled to work. I don't have a working visa. My husband is, he's in a working visa, L1. And I am in a L2 visa, which is a dependent of the working visa, but I'm not entitled to work. I really had a very nice life in Mexico with my whole family is there, my parents, my brother and sister, and my whole family. My childhood was wonderful. The thing that I remember the most is Christmas, because we used to gather the whole family. We were like 40 people there with cousins and aunts and grandparents. And that was year after year. And well, in Mexico, we tend to do parties for everything. So every single birthday, Mother's Day, everything, we used to gather the whole family. So I miss that very, very much. Before, I had the impression that everything was perfect, that everything worked perfect. Now that I live here, I realize that not everything is perfect and that it has some failures as any other country. But I like it. I like it. You see, like, the U.S., like, just a place to go on vacation and shopping and everything. And now that I live here, I have a much more open-minded. People think different about Mexicans. And, of course, that's not always the truth because I've lived there. There's people that think different than I do, and they have made me more tolerant. When you're alone here and you don't have anybody, you accept anybody that give you a hand, that wants to be friends with you, and that you and valuing that very, very much. Here in Pittsburgh, I think people value family. I think that's not the same thing through the whole U.S. But here in Pittsburgh, I found that people value family very much, and they gather with grandparents and that. So that's very similar in Mexico. The food, I miss it so much. Everything tastes so different. So different. Even a tomato, it's not the same tomato. I don't know why. Fruits, everything tastes so, so different. Food, I miss that very much. When I go back to Mexico, I eat and eat. And then my family, of course. So that's why I try to go at least twice a year. I learned English back in Mexico, but it's different when you only have to use it like in a vacation or like to buy something on an everyday basis. So when I came here, I said, oh, I no problem. I speak English. I have no problem. When I needed to start talking more, like right now, I realized, oh my God, I have a terrible accent, because people tell me that I have a terrible accent, which I didn't thought I did, but now I know I do. Yes, and that I didn't know that much English as I thought I did. I didn't want to leave Mexico. I was happy living in Mexico, so I was very, very sad. But as time passed and I met friends and I see the good things that I have here, such as security. Kids can play in the streets and there's a sense of safety that maybe you don't have that much in Mexico. The snow, I like to ski. So as winter came and then we went skiing and the snow and we did this snowman. And then I have a bunch of very, very good friends here. So as time passed, at first I was very sad, but now I started finding the bright side of being here.